beautiful people, your favorite Ibadan girl is back again on another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with Damola. A very big shout out to everyone that listened to last week's podcast episode. Last week on the podcast, we talked about if preparations are a necessity. I shared my personal experience. So if you've not listened to it, please just pause this one now and go and click that link. Yes. And listen to it. It's not a very long one, so it's something that you will enjoy and you'll be able to send me feedback. And I would like to say a very big shout out to the person that sent me feedback. It felt like, I think it was his first time actually commenting on my podcast, and it was really sweet that this guy listened to my podcast, and I'm like, thank you very much for sending me your feedback. I love you guys so much. So today's topic, like I said, what to do and what not to do this period. I was thinking about it. I said, hey, today's like the last Friday in the month of November, and boom, next week we're in December. Hey, oh my god, like it's been a roller coaster year. We can all agree a lot of things happened this year, like COVID-19 happened, lockdown happened, protest happened, a lot of things happened. And I feel like, okay, let me just, in my own little mind or what I little things I know, let me just tell you things that I feel you should do this season and what you should not do. So the first thing I'm going to be starting with, number one, as in one, what did I say, one, what you should do. Okay, so we're going to be like be inter switching it. I'll tell you what to do and what not to do. The first thing I want you to do this season is have fun, like a lot of fun. Honestly, if you need to go on a trip, if you have the capacity, go on a trip. If you need to go see a movie, if you need to just have fun in whatever way, just loosen up. Like everybody has it's been a tight year. I feel like this period is a time for us to all loosen up. For instance, for me, I went on a trip to Lagos around November. I had a wedding in Lagos, and I just used the opportunity to like go to some places in Lagos. I went to the Nike Art Gallery. I went to Lekki Conservative Center and different places. I just had fun with my friends, and it was really amazing. So I feel like this period is a period for us to just have fun. And what not to do is that, make sure you have fun in a safe environment. Make sure you are always on the guard. Make sure you are always observant of what is happening around you. Yes, have fun, but have fun with your sense. Have fun with your head. Don't have fun and just lose guard. This is not the period for you to lose guard. Then another thing I would tell you that you need to do is have fun on a budget. Have a budget, brethren. Please have fun on a budget. I'm sure you didn't see that coming, but that is like one of the major things you need to know. When you're having fun, have a budget. And what not to do is turn over past that your budget. Hey, I'm saying it now because we know how we always do. Oh, it's dirty December and the like, but then January you come and everybody say, hey, I'm broke. Please, you people should not be broke. January is my birthday. And I want you people to buy me birthday gifts. Like, I want a lot of, Anonymous is sending you this. And maybe I will even put out my wish list so that you people can pick and buy some for me. So I'm not getting that everybody spends their money finish in December, because my birthday is January and I'm expecting my gift. But then, on a serious note, like always, learn to stick to your budget when you decide to have fun. Do not exceed your budget so that it's not end in tears, because me, I'm telling you my own now. Then another thing you need to do this period is make a lot of planning. Yes, you want to have fun, you want to have a budget, but also plan. Like, if you need to go to some places, I would advise that you probably read up on, this is what you need to take along. This is if you need to have a sleepover, whatever it is, just make sure you make a lot of preparations. Then I would say that what not to do is, do not try to leave your planning. Only if the cases arise for you to leave that particular planning or something that you've set up for you to do, only if you have cases that would warrant you leaving it. But if not, please learn to stick to your plan. Then the last thing I'll be saying for you to do is spend time with people that you love, people that matter, people that carry your matter on their head like Gilly. Those are the kind of people you should spend time with this season, because you need to like have a lot of love and likes. Like, your matter needs to be like, you just have to be filled with love, light, and nausea. So spend time with your family, spend time with your friend. Like, just if you totally enjoy being alone, it's fine. Like, it's totally fine. But at least a lot of us enjoy being loved and being with people that matter. So I would say that you should also do that this period. Then, you know, I'm an Ibadan girl and it's very unfair of me. I be on me. Anyone, just be the one that is correct. If I do not give you places that you can visit in the city of Ibadan this period, yes. But you know, most of them are eateries. Because you know your favorite guy is a foodie, so most of them are eateries. Oh, but then let's start with Agodi Gardens. That's where you could go with your family, your friends, and likes to just have a picnic, swim, or do anything you basically want to do. Then we have Trans Amusement Park. Hey Jesus, did somebody just try to shoot me? Boosh. Please don't shoot me. I know a lot of us feel like Trans Amusement Park is dead. Anyway, it's kind of dead, but it's not dead. I don't know if you get me. When you say something is dead, but it's not dead. Trans Amusement Park is a little bit not somewhere you might want to go to, but also it's like I went there this year with a group of people and it was actually amazing. We had fun and all. Some things they are not working, you know, and if there's no light, I think that thing can just die and you'll not be able to like come down or something. I don't know, they probably sit on the train. I was just kidding around. But then it's somewhere you can actually have fun. Then you can go to Chicken and Co. Their meals, they're actually amazing. Their rice, I think I've had their father too, it's really amazing. Then you go to Nature Street if you're trying to do, oh, I want to eat LD. Their chicken wrap is the bomb. Then also their parfait also is actually amazing. So you go to Nature Street, you go to any of the malls, but I said, but do not attempt to go to the mall on the 25th, on the 26th, on the 31st, and on the 1st, because oh my, hand in tears. Those days are like this. You should try not to attempt to go to the mall. Then you could actually go to the cinema, you could go to the zoo and see the animals, but be careful of the lion. No, don't go near lion, please. I'm not send you. Then you can also go to the museum. There are a lot of fun places you go to in the city of Ibadan this festive period. And if you want to take your favorite Ibadan girl out, just send me a message and I will let you know how we can hook up. So that we can just hang around together. So like I said, majorly have fun with people that matter. And if I want to go on my own, it's totally fine. Then you can also go to Amala Sky. I don't know why I put that in, but then I feel like if you want to hit local meal, you can go to any Amala joints in the city of Ibadan. I would like to hear from you. I want to know what you will be doing this season. How you been having fun? Have you made plans and all? Just send me a message, okay? I'll be expecting your message. Till next week on the podcast, do not forget to send me a message on Instagram also, KIG with Damola, or you can send me a message on WhatsApp 081-8361-5175. Bye. God bless you.